colors like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tada. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like it's stir fry.
What's going on? It's your boy King Des here. Another edition of Brunch with the Boys. I'm here with the fellas. What's going on, guys?
Jeezy, what's good? Mr. Chin. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry and I'm disturbed. Sorry. What the entire fuck was that? Well, first of all, I think the nigga tried to do an echo kind of deal, except he never actually went lower. The nigga just said it the same level every time.
He tried to do it himself.
Jit. Jit.
I'm sure they have equipment for that.
He just ended up sounding retarded and not like an echo. Oh, my God.
Man, so today, y'all, we are getting into fighting fair in a relationship. You know what I mean? So we just want to give you our perspective as a man on some tips that, if followed, you know, should get you through a good argument in your relationship. Y'all should be good when it's all said and done. So the first one, let's jump right in.
True.
Not avoiding the conflict. If there's a problem, you got to face it head on. Tell me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a proponent of conflict. Well, let me
No, you said it right. You're right.
Yeah, no.
Sounds right, right.
I like
a lot of growth hormones in this guy right here.
I like grabbing a bull by the horns. And what I mean by that is, I think addressing an issue as soon as the issue arises is the best course of action, because it mitigates how long somebody has to brew over it, to stew over it, to let it eat away at them. I think genuine feelings are said in the moment. I think later on, people forget the seriousness of their transgressions, or they say some shit just to get past the quote-unquote fight. And so I think it's important that, you know, confrontation and not being afraid to have confrontations is part of the character makes up of the individuals in a relationship.
And in a way, I would agree, and in a way, I would disagree. The only thing I disagree about is, and I've learned this through just management of people over time, that sometimes people need time to process. So even though I may want it right now, I want to talk about it right now, I want to conclude right now. Some people need the process.
Good point.
You know,
but I hate those people.
Yeah, I don't like those people too. And
I'm ready to
and it's because
right now.
Because we're the ones that are expressive, yeah. And we like to talk out loud, talk our issues through vocally. Some people need some time to process, and I've learned that the hard way about it. But what I will say is, don't allow it to go off too long. I don't care what length of duration of time you feel like you need to process. It can't be 2 weeks later and you're trying to address it. You can't be processing that dang long.
And remember, you have your partner to think of too.
Yeah, they out here waiting on you too, and they want to be able to address it as well. So
what I want to say about that is, before we jump on real quickly, is you want to make sure that your partner feels comfortable opening up to you. You know what I mean? And remember that this is an opportunity for you two to learn from each other. So you want to make sure that in order to really address the conflict, that person feels comfortable. So you want to make sure your environment is a space, you know what I mean, that's receptive to that.
Agreed.
All right. So then you want to make sure you attack the issue and not each other. I think
I think that's my biggest problem, though, yeah. Right? I mean, sometimes you tend to unintentionally demonize someone, you know what I'm saying? Because of the problem. Like, she always act like this, and then, you know, you're kind of attacking her.
And not even that, just staying on the issue and not the person, because you're talking about it, demonizing and attacking her as the person, but if you're fighting about something, fight about what you're fighting about, and you know what I mean?
You know what? I would add to that I think it's hard for most people to argue without emotion. And what I mean by that is, I think people know what the issue is, but if they're mad because you've either caused that issue to happen in a way that's unpleasant to them, then they want you to hurt like they hurt. So, you know, there's the conscious mind, there's the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is, it's idiotic and a waste of time and inefficient for me to go back and forth with this person because we should probably just stop fighting over something so trivial. The subconscious mind is, I'm hurt and therefore I must inflict hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important to know that, and for us to be aware that, you know, while we should, I think there's a fundamental kind of human condition that we would have to address before just kind of telling somebody, hey, you should probably just focus on the issue. I think it's possible, but I think it's a little bit harder than said.
And you bring us to another tip to find the real emotion beneath the anger. You know what I mean? And it's important to really see what the problem is and get past the anger, because a lot of times we can't see past the anger. So because we're so focused on the delivery, we're not even hearing what the real issue is. You know what I mean? All right, so that makes the next transition really easy. Don't yell. I mean, a lot of couples yell. There's a lot of dysfunctional.
Or we categorize them just as slightly elevated my voice.
No, you know what I mean? But that's a lot. You know, it's a lot of yelling, but there's a lot of couples, people who can take that and aren't, you know, bothered by the yelling.
Right.
So,
I mean, I think for me, the raising my voice isn't, it isn't a sign of disrespect to the person or trying to dominate the person. It's more a passion I have when I'm on a point. Like, when I raise my voice, I'm like, no. It's not that I'm saying I'm going to yell at this person. Like, I'm making some conscious decision to yell at this person.
I can see that.
But you have to be cautious that it could be taken that way for them. And then, would you then adjust because they take it that way? Or is that not a person for you because they can't take your form of passion?
That's a good point. I think it depends on the other ways in that relationship that you guys are kind of in sync. Do you know what I mean? If that's small potatoes compared to all the other really good things,
so the pussy that person. Good. Okay. All right, so the pussy. Listen, good.
You might get extra points for the pussy, but I mean, there's other things involved. But if all the other things are well,
no, because that's a real thing. You know, I'm naturally more dominating. I know I can be a lot, and I get excited. You know, I get excitable quickly, and I don't think I'm yelling. This is just me being passionate. Mm-hmm. But to her, she may be taking it as me yelling the entire time.
Sure.
Can that work when this is who I am and I'm not even really yelling?
I think you would still have to be cognizant, because sometimes people, we don't know their past, their history. Some of it might be a little bit jaded. You don't, so you really don't understand someone's path fully. But I think that you have people may become defensive based off of it, and either will shut down or not be able to receive what you're taking anyway, regardless of yelling. So I have to be an advocate that, yeah. Because I get passionate too. I'm like D. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a fiery type of element. But at the end of the day, I've learned that I have to be receptive, and I have to be able to ensure that I don't shut that person down so that they have the opportunity to be receptive.
Makes sense to me. So another one thing to really think about is not to focus on who's right and focus on who's wrong, you know, to focus and stay with the issue, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times we get so caught up on being right or being wrong, are we even working on the problem?
From my perspective, I think that's some bullshit. because, I mean, I think there's different ways that you can approach a disagreement, but I think a disagreement is just that. You think one thing and I think another.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for us to have an adult, rational, mature conversation, to your previous points, without yelling or being demeaning and things like that. But I think it's important for us to have a conversation about why we feel so differently about a thing. Because ultimately, whether it's around children or whether it's around a relationship between the two of us, we need to get along in some semblance. We need to have a cohesive relationship. So I want to understand why you disagree with me on some things. If I don't, and it's, well, it's not why you feel that way and not why I feel this way, then, I mean, essentially, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah.
The whole point of a relationship is to understand why others feel the way they do and function the way that they do and become a part of that. So,
yeah, and you know, one thing that I think causes the issue, you know, the way you said that, it almost speaks to downplaying how they feel, you know, and you don't want to do that. If someone brings something to you about how they feel, it's not your job to justify whether or not it's serious. And I think that's a major problem in relationships, because someone says something to you and you say, oh, I don't think that's that serious. So you treat it as such. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that can be very invigorating to the other person who is here telling you, Nick, this shit is bothering me. And you acting like it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And men do that a lot to women.
Yeah, I agree. You
validate their feelings for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Like, and I've seen it the other way, too. So I don't want to just, you know, streamline it or isolate it to that way. But
you know, the next thing I kind of want to say, it says don't withdraw or chase. And I've been in relationships where,
yeah, I don't agree with that.
You
shit.
Know what I mean? Where
that's not gonna
someone's
work.
The fighter, and whenever one's upset, she runs away and he's chasing her, and you know what I mean? And I always say that's a bad situation, because for one, she shouldn't be running away. You know what I mean? We're drawing, and he shouldn't have to chase her, or she shouldn't have to chase him, because we should be sticking it out. You know what I mean?
And that's an emotional, I agree with you. That's emotional intelligence, because to your point, any imbalance is not going to equate to an outcome, because people should just stay at the table. If you're confronting the issue, no one needs to run. Stay right there.
I think women do that so they can test you to see if you really
if
care.
You really,
you know,
care.
What I mean?
But
so
that's bullshit. What happened if we did that? Are
I
they
think,
gonna chase?
I think niggas do it too. There's some bitch ass niggas out there doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you know what's funny? Before I say bitch ass niggas, because I think on some level men test women too. You know what I mean? We give them little tests, like, you know, the other day she told me I can get the pussy whenever I want to. So I'm going to just go in there right now and tell her I want it. Nigga, we know she ain't finna have it. You know she watching her favorite TV show, whatever. But you go in there with all big and bad and get your feelings hurt. And now, you know what I mean? You in a problem when the reality is that was on you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Real talk.
Agree.
So you got to stop testing our spouse and our mate, man. You know what I mean? Be real and tell them what you want.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want. Tell me, girl. Tell me. You don't remember the dance of that.
Yeah.
Tell me. It ain't good enough for you, man.
Hey.
Tell me.
Now, get back in it.
Okay, well. And you, in fighting fair, you got to be open. You know, you got to be real. No one can read your mind. Man, I swear, this may be from more a man's perspective than a woman. A woman always seems to try to make you read her mind. Like, we're supposed to know what you mean, even though you said this, it really meant
that. And I'm going to tell you why they do that, because they have an expectation. If you really know me, you would know this.
You know what? I was going to say something different than Jen, but I think we're saying the same thing. And I was going to say that women, from the time that they're young, are infused with this sense of some kind of spiritual connective knowledge of the souls and mind, where the person who's really for me would know things that they should know. They should know how I would feel in this
so
situation.
They saw a movie.
Come on, man.
That sounds like a romantic comedy.
I think that's a societal thing. I think it's just one movie. It may be some movies. It may be pop culture. It may be their parents. But it's the same thing. I think where girls are kind of prone
it's,
to
it's
grown
that
up
soulmate.
To get
it's
married.
It's that soulmate thing,
to
right?
To find a supposed to marry. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's the case, then when you come home and you laying on the couch, you can sit there and get mad and be like, man, how come you can't read my mind and know right now I would like your, you know, mouth on my dick? I mean, if we're talking about expecting them to
read their
mind.
I'm just saying we can do that, but we're not as emotional as
you know. And this is what I want to say with that, you know. And I know y'all think I took it left to sex, and maybe I always do. So the reality is, I know, right? But the reality is, isn't it work the same? If you know how a man works, and you know how simple he is, you know your man. Men love sex, and women are more emotional. If your man is tending to your emotions, shouldn't you tend to his physical? And if you're doing so, won't that make everything better?
I
don't have anything to disagree with, but I would just add, I think this is less about what a man should be doing and what a woman should be doing and what a man should know and what a woman should know. And I know I'm kind of going on my tangent and I'm going to leave it alone, but I think it's more about people choosing properly the person for them. And what I mean by that is, this is crazy shit, right? There is a woman out there in a relationship with a man, and the man only wants to have sex once every couple weeks. She wants it every day. He's tired, his back hurt, his hair's falling out, whatever the fucking reason is. He doesn't want to have sex, right? Because he's depressed for whatever reason, or he's upset or he's anxious. And there's another relationship, probably in the same fucking subdivision, with a man who wants to have sex all the time and a woman who wants to have sex once every 2 or 3 weeks. And they're having huge marital issues because of it. So what I'm saying is, I think, and obviously relationships are more complex than just that thing about sex, but I think people aren't
in
choosing
any
properly.
Argument, yeah.
Right. But I don't think people are choosing properly. I think we have an issue with people settling at times or going into relationships through obligation and some other things. And so I think that plagues American society. I think it's part and parcel of the reason so many divorces nowadays.
No, I definitely can agree with that. But, you know, just to focus in, basically what I want to say, that no one can read your mind. If you're when you're arguing, you have to be open and honest about what you want. And I don't think you can expect a man to be able to read your emotions. No way, no more than can he expect you to read his sexual needs at any given moment. You have to be open and communicate what you want when you want it. You know what I mean? And that goes for you ladies in the argument. This how you feel. Say how you feel. Say what you... You know what I mean? What you're thinking, so we can move on from there. All right, and it's up to the man to be attentive, you know, and really the woman to be attentive. If you're fighting, are you listening to what the real issue is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. hard. Sometimes that's hard because a lot of the times your mind is already focused on what's your rebuttal and what's your natural defense. Sometimes I'm already shifted up. Oh, wait till she finishes. Ooh, I'm finna hit it. I done missed 10 seconds of what you just said after I've engaged in that inward conversation. So
are we naturally just bad listeners as human beings, Dean?
No, I don't. I don't think that's the case. I think people, men and women both, but if we're talking about men, I think we listen to what the hell is interesting to us. That's a fact. Because when it comes to, I'll tell you this, I'm a basketball fanatic. And
women does that too.
And Jeezy basketball fanatic. Me and Jeezy can have conversations in the middle of a work day for an hour about stats. I mean, one of us has the stats to basically the T. We'll go back and forth. I'm like, look it up. Jeezy, look it up. Like, damn, dog, you're right. Same thing. I'm like, nah, I look at it. I'm like, damn, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, because we watch games. We watch games that aren't on Sunday afternoon where everybody watches, and we watch them Tuesday night games, and we see people playing. So my point in saying all that is that people pay attention to, they listen to, they engage in things that are interesting to them. So if you're the partner or you have a partner, find some shit to interest them.
No, and you're a fucking asshole. I'm just going to keep it real. We're arguing, and I'm feeling some type of way about this. This should matter to you because it matters to me. When you agree.
Maybe that's not interesting.
I am asking because are talking about fighting fair. You have to be attentive. It doesn't matter whether you love the topic. If this is what I want to bring to you, if this is what I'm feeling.
And then I think I disagree with you. Then.
Yeah.
Are you saying that because my partner likes this, I should like it?
No, I'm not. Not even that. Because when we're speaking about being attentive, again, we're talking about fighting fair. So if we're talking about how I feel, and I'm telling you how I feel about something and you disagree, you still need to pay attention to that.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I mean? Treat it as such. You know what I mean? It kind of speaks to not downplaying it, but being attentive to an argument.
In terms of fighting, what's important to me should be important to you.
Yeah, right? and not even only that, but while we're fighting, to be attentive to the things that I'm saying. You know what I mean? I think it goes to even listening and so someone really knows what it is that they're saying. I don't think we always listen. You know?
Agree.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what you said earlier, you said always doing this, always that. You should stay away from using always or you never. You know what I mean?
Who doesn't talk in absolutes? Here's the thing. Here's the thing that kind of kills me. It's like sometimes you go into some of these fights and then everybody want to be a lawyer. You know, they want to scrutinize what word was said, how it was said. So they're a lawyer and a psychologist. They put in their assumption to it, man. To be honest with you, it gets crazy because you can't have a free conversation if you have to watch every word you say. I mean, I might as well call up, 1-800 Morgan and Morgan for that shit. That's ridiculous. And get a consultation. Jesus.
No, I disagree, man. I not get into arguments like to significance as I have. And I think, you know, this is part in knowing the person you're going to be, right? Because if I'm with somebody who is like, I don't think that's important, I'm going to say everything, and if I didn't really mean to say that, we'll figure that shit out later, then we probably wouldn't work in the long term. So that's what I'm saying. There's somebody for everyone. But for me, words mean something. There's a word for always. There's a word for sometimes. There's a word like often. Use them. Because you like they're there so that you can explain how you actually feel. I think that you got to know your lane, right? If you're an uneducated person in a relationship with another uneducated person and they speak uneducatedly, right? Then I get it, right? Like, neither one of y'all know shit. So, the misuse of the word is a possibility.
Or using absolutes in general isn't a problem because you know.
I mean, I meant what I said. So if y'all got offended, get it.
No, I get what you mean.
But my point is that if you're an uneducated person, you can't, like, I disagree with you, Jen. I know you're an educated person. You can't say, well, I can't be concerned with all the words I use in an argument. That sounds weird.
But seriously, going back to that, unless one of your tips is take the emotion out, these are emotional conversations. How I feel is an emotion. And in an emotional state, I do not feel the need, if I'm not getting graded on it, if I'm not going to be graded on it, or if I'm not going to go, or it's going to determine what kind of justice I'm getting.
But how can you get
that? Why can't I, if I'm emotional, why can't I say, and be all right if I slip up and say, man, you always act like this.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm feeling right now.
That's the thing about fighting fair, though. Because when you do that, it's a jab to her mouth. And now she's feeling like, oh, always, huh? And now she stops listening in a way because she's so angry at that. And now, you know what I mean? We're losing focus of the issue, and now we're fighting for something. Now we're just fighting. You know what I mean? We're not even fighting to fix something or fix what the issue was.
Okay, but what was the catalyst of that? What was the catalyst
was you misusing your words
in an emotional state. So
I'm not saying that you deserve to have your head cut off for making that mistake. But the point is, you misused the word, and now you got her feeling some type of way. Because if someone right now says, "Man, you never take care of your kids, nigga,"
right?
But and nigga, tell me you're going to hear anything they say after. No. And it doesn't matter that they know better. And if they made a mistake and they shouldn't have said never, they should have said.
Every one of us has said, man, you never listen to what I'm saying.
Dog, but again, you can use it in any way.
That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly my point. There are things that you should control. And you wouldn't appreciate if the mother of your child accidentally said you never take care of your kids when you know darn well you take care of them. Get the hell out of here. And it's going to be impossible to fight fair after that, because now you feel like she went below the belt. And yeah, damn, believe you're going to go.
I yielded on,
nigga.
Skeet. Good example.
Skeet. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you got to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. But you got to be curious, too. You know, we're not going to always understand where our mate is coming from. You got to ask questions.
Curious, dog. Let me tell you what
clarification.
I'm gonna tell you what curious for me is to me, like
on things that you don't get. If they say they feel like
that's what you want to do.
No, like I mean, whatever the problem is, like you know, I don't get why you feel this way.
Well, Kathy, explain it to me.
This way.
Give me some examples.
Give me some feedback, like
so I can understand how I can make it better.
Yeah, and if you use that tone, you won't be getting head for a while. You know what I mean?
No, I get it, but I think curious can go wrong too. How many of us have been in a situation where, like, on the real? You know, you've been with this chick for a long period of time, long enough to know her emotions, her reactions, her, you know, what her responses and behaviors are. And you go over to her and say, hey, listen, you know something's wrong. Babe, what's wrong? Nothing. Nothing.
She expects you to work through those.
But I'm being curious. I asked you the damn question because I know something's wrong. So it ain't nothing. You are shutting down lines of communication with this.
Yeah,
nothing.
That's the withdrawing. But
nothing.
But doesn't your mate expect you to work through that, D? Don't they expect you to keep asking or, you know, find a way somehow to get them to open up?
I'm the wrong person to ask that question.
I want to,
to me, it's no. And this goes back to my whole thing, and I'll bring it back to this. But words mean something. I mean, and what I mean by that is, say what the fuck you mean. I'm not
so
here
you
to
can't deal with a woman in any way that is not. Is that an emotional dysfunction? The inability to communicate clearly and willingly how you feel without making an issue.
I think depending on the context, right? I think it'd be an emotional dysfunction. I think it could be. I think it could literally be an inability to find the words to communicate properly. So I think that's probably in the lesser extent.
She doesn't speak English fully,
or you guys are different. Or you guys are different culturally, or English isn't her first language. Absolutely.
I mean, those sound like the basic. You know what I mean?
No.
Fundamental. I mean, to think that someone can't. Word how they feel, you know what I mean?
Nah, I disagree. I know for a fact personally, but there are people in relationships where literally communication is an issue. But my point in saying all that was that the overwhelming majority of the time is what you're talking about, an emotional dysfunction, which is what your first one was. So yeah, I think it is. But for me, it could happen. I mean, like to your point, I'm not a mind reader. I don't want to be a mind reader, and I don't want to have to be with someone every day. I got to guess how the fuck you feeling.
You have to beg them to open up to you.
You ain't for me.
Squeezing blood out of a stone.
You for a nigga that's going to ask you every day.
On some level, though, shouldn't that curiosity exist? Maybe not to the extreme, but being attentive enough and being curious enough about her feelings to where if you sense something, you should be inquiring. Hey, what's up?
I think the initial inquiry, yes.
Yeah, and it should be free from that.
Right,
I'll give you that.
But after that, she's got to, you know, woman up. Assuming you like women, you know? It's putting out there. It's 2019. I don't know who's listening.
No, get it in.
I'm a lesbian.
I always said I like girls who like girls. You know what I mean?
Let's be honest.
But they like girls better than you, though.
I mean, they like girls better than me. I don't know how that can happen, but I mean,
listen.
We have something in common. We both like girls.
Okay. Yeah, sounds cool very simple me. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool with me. Yeah. And this one is off.
Is it going to set it off? Is it the Queen Latifah of all ones?
It's not the Queen Latifah.
Cornrows Anonymous?
Don't be passive aggressive.
Oh,
man.
You and I team one.
That's how you and I team.
And it feels like women, and I'm sure men are passive aggressive. You know, D's have been an asshole at times or all the time. But women, man.
Never.
Women are really passive aggressive. It's like, man. I'm almost at a loss for words because it's just amazing how you think that you can communicate that way and somehow expect good to come of it.
I think that's an issue that we create as a society. And what I mean by that is women aren't taught to be... I'm talking in generalities here. And I'm making excuses for some of these hoes. But women aren't meant to be direct, domineering, right? And a lot of times, we talked about in previous podcasts,
I will agree with that
the woman's role is to be submissive, right? And whatever that's your religious opinion or your male-dominant opinion, whatever that is. So all of a sudden, when she's mad about something or she's upset about something, she's supposed to be domineering. When she's supposed to be submissive the other times. So... I think that when you kind of braise women up from youth to think a certain way, to act a certain way, to ask them to break out of that is a task that needs to be attended to, but it's not something I think is done easily.
So you think maybe being passive aggressive was almost created over time, basically a woman slowly gaining her voice? You know what I mean? In society, in a relationship, to where she knew she couldn't say something outright directly, yeah, but she maybe could say it with a little bit of twist or sweetness on it. You know, the passive aggressive, to where she could say how she felt, but in line enough to not get punched in the mouth.
Get more with honey than you do.
And then they flipped it into the biggest defense mechanism.
And it just became a thing slowly over time because they knew that's what they had, to where it became a weapon of mass destruction. You know what I'm saying? I hate that passive aggressive shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, straight up and down, I believe in radical candor. If we can get to radical candor in a relationship, D, I think we'd be in a good situation.
Especially when fighting.
Where you just say what you mean and mean what you say. The issue is a lot of the times you end up curtailing, softening, you end up buffering the conversation of what you really wanted to say because of the sensitivity and the inability to have true candor.
You know what? I couldn't agree more. I'm going to tell you this. In any relationship that I've been in, I say exactly what's on my mind. And listen, that comes with problems, okay? Because a lot of people want the truth, and a lot of people can't handle what they think they can handle. And that's just a fact.
Yeah.
So I think there's some care that needs to be taken there. But I will tell you, it's like, I don't say sorry unless I'm actually sorry. I don't say it to win an argument or to fix an argument or end an argument. I don't say it because I'm going to be the bigger person. If I get into an argument or I say something and I'm sorry, I say I'm sorry. And the times I'm not sorry, well, we'll talk when we talk. And the reason I'm like that is not to be an asshole, but what I mean, it's the same way as I don't understand the need to do so. But like for me, we had a podcast where we talked about the constant show of appreciation or reaffirmation of your mate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a person that does, and I think you can go back to the podcast and say that. I'm not a person that really vibes with that. I think you say...
So who determines who's right or wrong? If you're saying you're sorry, it's basically you. What if she feels you were wrong and you feel you were right?
That's her prerogative.
So then it stays where you feel it is.
Yeah, yeah. That's tough. Because I think that, like, I think a lot of people play lip service, right, to end an argument, to win an argument, right? Just because you say... If you say sorry, but you don't believe you were actually wrong, how are you better than I am? You're saying something. You're lying.
A lie.
you're lying to end something that we said in the previous podcast. You should be about, which is confrontation and get to the bottom of the issue. So I'll leave it there. Y'all can reach out to me personally if y'all want me to expound.
But
I'm passionate about this.
But no, and you said something. You know, apologizing if you are wrong. In fighting fair, I think a big thing is once you realize you're wrong, admit it and fucking apologize. Don't wait. You know. You are not above apologizing. I think so often you're in a relationship and, you know, you want to save face as if, you know, to assert your dominance in the relationship. You know what I mean? So when you're wrong, you're still not apologizing. I think it's important that you acknowledge and apologize and don't wait.
And again, I'm going to go ahead and interject in regards to that there are some individuals that we understand that truly needs to process before they can and think about it and before they can make a determination whether they need to apologize or not. So what I will say is, still to Jeezy's point, the longer you wait, I'm going to just say the more damage that occurs, it will continue to fester. And when things fester, man, you know how they, if it begins to rot. So take care of that thing as quickly as possible. You don't get to a fucked up leg soon enough, that shit will fall off with gangrene. Let's just keep it real.
That was morbid.
I'm just keeping it real.
It was.
Not right frightening.
It was. And you know, a lot of times you're arguing and you feel like, and you see it's going nowhere. Yeah. You know, and if you're having an argument.
I call them round and rounds, man.
Yeah, you're just going in circles. You're just going in circles. And at that point, it's really important to just stop and listen. Because if you're going in circles, clearly somewhere there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you really are to accomplish something, which is to get out of this, you got to stop and listen because someone's not listening. And it's probably both of you. And at the end of the day, what it comes down to is finding some common ground. And that common ground may only be the fact that I don't want to argue with you anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because we're never going to agree. There is an agree to disagree type situation where that's probably going to happen multiple times throughout any relationship. You know what I mean? And you just got to get past it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. And at the end of the day, you never want to leave anything unfinished. You know what I mean? You want to have some type of resolution. Otherwise, what's the point?
Doing,
you know what I
mean?
What did we just do all this for? What did we just waste 45 minutes for arguing?
Man, and I don't have a problem with like a little bit of an action plan at the end of an argument so that, you know, everyone feels like there's some resolution in it. But and this goes both ways, so I'm not even going to isolate the woman. Man, if dude or chick is legitimately killing the list or attempting, or you can see a great, you know, faction of effort doing what he's doing, let it go, man. You know what I'm saying? Let it go. Don't feel like you gotta wait because it ain't at this particular level. Don't feel as if it has to happen on your terms. Come on, man. Pull that thing together, man, for real.
Just cause he a good nigga, he just deserves that extra patience.
I mean, I'm so what's the point? You list out a few things, some action items. Dude is trying to do them to the best of his ability. The effort is there. What you supposed to keep hampering the nigga?
How long do you wait? Because I think a lot of people get into situations where they're hoping this becomes that, and I see the potential, and you're just hoping that it blossoms, but it never does.
Potential is different than effort. Effort is actionable.
Yeah, nigga, yeah. Nigga.
Potential could just be like, man, that dude has some inherent just potential that, or latent potential that is just not being put in a kinetic force to do something.
That's my point. How long do you wait, though? What if you have someone that not putting the effort in? I mean, 10 years? 12? 15?
God dang, that's a long time of building a case.
What do you think? Waiting 15 years before they get back in school, when they could have been back in school, finally doing something, stuff, are you going to wait for them to come back
I think
around?
It depends on what that person had going on in their life, right? And what they were dealing with, what their responsibilities were.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone needs to make excuses anyway around the... I just honestly think that...
Well, you said if the nigga there, give him a chance. So.
I mean, just the effort. There's okay, how many times have you said, okay, man, I don't mind if my girl gains a little weight, but just do something.
I think that was Music Soul Child. Did you say that too?
Yeah, he did, because he referred to it.
That's one of my favorite songs.
At the end of the day, they're making the concerted effort. So you going to be mad at effort?
Yeah, but...
Effort?
But to your point, effort, what does effort mean? If someone is putting forth effort to obtain something and it's not happening, how long do you continue to believe? And I know we're going off topic here because this isn't even fighting anymore. But, you know, just to be real, you brought it up. If someone's putting effort in, you know what I mean, but nothing's happening, nothing's coming of it, is it really effort? Are their efforts unfocused? Are they, you know, improperly placed? I mean, they're clearly futile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And is that the person you're waiting around for? I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if you wait on that person. And that person may very well become something, but it just wasn't meant for you maybe to experience unless you really wanted to wait. You know, I hear women say all the time, older women, oh, man, such and such, I've been with Billy since I was 16, 40-something years. Well, Billy ain't been shit for goddamn 39 of them years. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that, and yeah, and she on some more, oh, I just knew he was going to come into it eventually. And yeah, damn, you know what
so
I mean?
So do you think?
And he okay, did. But so, you waited 4 or 5 decades
okay,
to get
okay, I agree
for
with
that,
that
shit to come to
okay,
fruition.
So I completely agree with that, all right? But I'm just saying.
Wait on a nigga. Shit. You be waiting 5 decades, bitch. Shit, by the time that nigga become what you thought he could have been,
he don't want your ass no more.
Appreciate it. Nigga gonna upgrade, nigga. It might be too late.
He gonna upgrade.
So I can, kept it tight.
So I can see your point then. At the end of the day, you should be able to.
You need production, lady.
You should be able to see some production. And love will actually band-aid a good portion of that. It may elongate the sentence or the duration that you have to be able to do it. But to your point, some outcome needs to happen.
I agree, and compromise is important, you know. And it would be great if on both parties could compromise on something, you know, that if you could find those things to compromise on. But and again, like I said earlier, you may just have to agree to disagree. There may be nothing to compromise on. You know, you see it this way, I see it that way. Can I respect your view? You have to respect mine, and we should be able to move on. That shit is tough to do. It sounds good. It sounds easy to say, yeah. But, you know, if I don't think you should be fucking no bitches, but you think it's okay to be fucking bitches, like, that's a real impasse. You know what I mean? And I mean, I'm making light of it, but there are issues where that's someone stands strong on this, and you can't say they're wrong, and you feel the opposite. You can't say they're wrong, but yet we want to find a way to be together.
I agree. Can I throw another one on the back end?
Go ahead.
Because we never talked about fight naked.
Yeah, and that could definitely. I don't know if that's fighting fair, especially if you got that,
hey,
that body looking right. You know what I'm saying?
If it's not, is it still even fair?
Well, that might be.
That's warfare.
That might be fighting dirty for real. Like, would you try to get me upset or something?
Really? Hey, by the way, did we already talk about? I'm getting on tangent. We're gonna get back. Did we ever talk about body type yet? We talk about that.
Body type of what?
Body type of what? Because you bring up body type situations.
No, I'm
all
talking
the
about
time.
Just what your woman, what you're willing to deal with, what you're not. Maybe we can take that into something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, maybe that might
thing.
Be another topic we have to get into.
Popped in my mind.
Yeah,
I'm a creative.
Yeah, but no, fighting, arguing naked.
There's nothing
honestly,
wrong.
Honestly, I think it's a proven thing. You know, I tell couples about it all the time, and I've heard it from other couples. If you just get naked and continue to argue, I think you're going to discuss. More specifically, what it is the issue is, if not only to get past it and get to the fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, dang, I know we need to talk about this, so let's really address this. Or, you might say sorry fast as hell.
Or
shit.
But we want to be genuine because it's nothing.
I don't know if you're going
to
remember.
It's not was. It's not like saying I love you just to get to the sex. You know what I'm saying?
It like, actually seems like
that. A premature I love you in a new relationship just to get to the sex.
I bet a woman may use it that way. Women are so manipulative. I can see a woman right now. Knowing she fucked up, she done spent too much on the credit card, she just start pulling titties out. You know what I'm saying? You start questioning her about some shit. She, boy, you know I love you, and she just put the booty on you. She start fucking with you, and you forget it. You started getting some head. You busting.
Well, let me just
like damn.
Well, if that's the case, then that was a situation that was not as serious as it was meant to be. I don't care what the situation is. You could be fucking Mariah Carey, but although
no, man, you got Mariah.
I'm just saying.
Mariah.
Okay.
Go no, back like babies the pacifiers. Oh, dirt dog, the liar. I keep a fantasy hot like fire.
Okay,
all right.
So
New York's in the
house. No, but for real, man. I just honestly feel as if
you're focused on the argument.
Yeah, because that's just the reality. If it's serious enough for me not to want to jump all over you, then
we'll still keep talking.
Then we go. No, we. I'm gonna say, bitch, put on your clothes, man. And
no,
I'm not
leave them off,
you.
Man, because I think it's important. You just talk about it. What? She didn't touch you. She didn't hurt you. What? Some titty? You scared of some titties?
No,
man?
I'm not scared. Who said I'm scared of
I'm
titties?
Just saying,
the bigger
you,
the better.
If you,
all
gay,
I'm
that's
saying
fine,
is,
nigga, I'm off. What?
No,
you know
the
what
bigger
saying?
The better. I'm just saying. At the end of the day, understand that this is a conversation that we're not gonna get past by, you know, flashing your Brazilian.
She's.
You know what I'm saying?
Again, I think it helps you to diffuse. A bit, you know what I mean? You know what you think?
I think it's weird as shit. But I'm gonna have a question for you.
Work,
have you done that?
I have had arguments naked.
No, that's not what we're talking about. Stop fucking trying to win a technicality. I feel like I answered how you saw it, nigga. No, but I mean, like, what you're recommending. There's an argument that pops off and you guys say, hey, let's get Nick. I mean, like, have you tried it in practice? What I'm saying is, I don't think the sentiment of the idea is bad. I get what you're saying. It's the bigger things and what you're arguing on can be so trivial, right? But my point is that getting to that, I think, is idealistic. Because to Jen's point, when you're really on some argument shit, I'm not thinking about getting hard or fucking. I'm like, bitch, you was wrong, and it's a problem. We need to talk about this.
You shouldn't be thinking about fucking, but you're right. Is it hard to remember to say, hey, look, I know we're not getting along right now. I know we're about to dig in on this shit. Let's just take our clothes off, and you know what I'm saying? Let's just be vulnerable so we can really just get this issue out. But you got to be a great salesman.
No, I'm not doing that, dog. I feel like that was way too much setup, dog.
It was a lot of setup. I wasn't gonna say that because
I take.
Since you mentioned it, it's a lot of setup.
You can't just start taking your clothes off.
No, you take off yours, dog.
You know what? You take off yours.
If she see the snake and it's hard, and
first
she,
of all, you, why is your dick hard? You are fully in trouble. When she came over to you and said, nigga, we gotta talk, something dropped from the top of your from your throat to your bottom of your stomach, nigga. You immediately had the bubble gum. So she said, we need to talk. Nigga, your dick ain't gonna be hard. When you take your clothes off, that dick's so limp. Oh, it's so limp and soft. You ain't seen it that small ever.
Hold on. Only time that it might not be that soft is when you know that you won already in your mind, like, oh, I can't wait till I start now because I thought you're gonna have that feeling. You need to talk in some horrible ways.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna have that feeling, especially because in that moment, you don't know what the fuck she about to say. You know what I'm saying?
It could be anticipated.
You don't know what she has to say in that situation. And what if you take your clothes off? Because I don't think many women are gonna adapt to this. Unless, again, she's manipulating you because women ain't shit. But if a man does it, though, you better be. I'm just keeping it real. Women are manipulative, and most women will admit it, you know, to their male counterpart, their friends, not to their niggas.
Oh, yeah, they will.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to the nigga, they saints.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, but for a man, if you do that, you just get naked. Well, you bet your shit better be on point, man. Because I tell you this, you come out there looking like you just
less ate. Than.
Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? Not even your dick, because a woman will say, exactly.
It's just your presentation.
Nigga, you ain't did a push-up in 6 years, nigga, but you taking your what that shit finna do? Nigga, she finna get upset, nigga.
So you're saying,
you got here with long titties.
Oh,
long
my God, titties. Man. Dog, you out here looking softer than a motherfucking sponge, nigga. And the first thing you say, you know what I'm saying? Dog, you coming in here to my... She went, what the fuck is you doing, nigga? What is this shit? Nigga, you think I want to see this shit?
Nigga, I don't want to see this shit when I'm happy.
Oh, nah. Hey, let me tell you, if a chick said that, dog.
No, she going to rip you apart, nigga.
No, that would, dog, I would literally crumble into pieces if some
dog, chick you going to have to get a new lady, undoubtedly. She's going to rip you apart, rip you to shreds. You will be emasculated.
I got a homeboy who was traveling and attempting to purchase and...
I don't know why he can't just say it.
No. I was thinking about it. It was so crazy. He basically gets her up. And remember, this dude's paying. And he gets her to the room and takes his clothes off. And she's like, nah, it's not even worth my time. And leaves.
And was getting paid to do
it? And was getting paid.
Man,
the only question I have in the situation had nothing to do with that event. More so about why the fuck I know about it.
Did he kill himself afterwards?
No.
He told this you a story.
This whole conversation was he was saying how women are judgmental, and they always say men judge them just based on their bodies, but women do the same thing.
Oh, man.
The only thing I could think of the whole conversation was this nigga sounds so soft.
Oh, yeah, he sounds real soft. There's like, a lot of women.
I'm not, like, I was who never as cool with him after that conversation body. As I was. I used to go to lunch, hang out with a buddy, end up meeting African American gentleman where I work, and he was a leader as well.
You don't want that bad
and
negative spirit.
Right after that conversation, he would be like, hey, you want to have for lunch? I'm like, oh, man, I'm busy. And it just, now I see him in the hall, and I partially wait. No,
there are a lot of women who are into vain men who would not sleep with a man who was out of shape. You know, as much as we dig in on women, there are many men who are out of shape. You know what I'm saying? And there are many women who are not having that junk. You know what I'm saying? So I just think women are just as bad as men. They don't want a sloppy man just like we don't want a sloppy girl. You know, women are just, you know, placed with that double standard of expectation more. But yeah, that's crazy, man. But the arguing naked may work. What I think to do more importantly, what do y'all think about this after you argue? to fuck? Makeup sex, is that important?
It does. I think it's the argument out. this dude right here. I think it reconnects you, because the argument, for argument's sake, you were slightly disconnected, right? Mm-hmm. And you created some form of bridge, and you're trying to reconnect right now. And so the best thing to do is just take it out into the bedroom and get onto, yeah, just get onto a level again, man. Get close quickly.
And missionary is important after an argument. Oh, yeah. Heavy eye contact.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it. Legs right, you know what I'm saying, over your forearm. You got to get deep inside of her, fellas. She got to let you into that next level.
But let me tell you, you have to look her in the eye. This is a face. This is all face to face. You got to make sure, because if you're not looking at that, dog, this is just another transaction.
What is she cross-eyed?
I mean, that's your lady, nigga, so you got to love her.
Forever my lady.
What the fuck? No, but you know what's important, too, in those situations is that's not the time to pull out and bust on her face, fellas. It's you got to bust in the pussy in them situations. We just argued. You just connected. Mm-hmm. The eye contact's there. Missionary.
Put a little bit of yourself inside, a little bit of her.
No, all of it into her, deep into her. You know what I'm saying? And let her know. You know what I'm saying? You got to reassert. You know what I'm saying? Get that connection back, man. That's important. To me, I mean, listen, they're not your family. You're connected. That's the way sex connects you in that way. You're not blood. You know what I'm saying? Your family through that connection. All right, you know, so just fight fair in your relationships, y'all. You know what I mean? That's all it comes down to. Fight fair. Do as you would want done unto you.
Just ensure that you're communicating appropriately and that you are actually taking the time to give them the full story so they have all the information, all the ammunition to be able to solve your issue the way you want it solved, or the way that they can solve it to the best of their ability. So I just want to say thank you for coming, taking some time to sit down with us at Brunch with the Boys. Remember, we're on everything, man. So you can literally get us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You know, we on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, whatever.
All of that.
Whatever is your favorite streaming, we stream in there, man. So keep looking for other episodes. Please comment and subscribe. We just want to keep giving it like we do. Real over real food. It's Brunch and the Boys.
Yeah. Coffee and brunch. We can have our conversations over coffee and brunch. Ha.